Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Y'all Gaming, the only podcast on the internet that asks, are y'all gaming? We're finally back. We weren't here last week because of Summit, but we're here now. Hello. Welcome to another episode. I hope you guys are doing well. I'm Coney, and that's TK. How do you do?
I'm good. Glad to be home. I actually got home at a decent time. Got to take a, nice day to myself. It's clean. Back here on the grind on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and then I'm out for another event on Thursday. So, you know how it is. We be out in these streets.
Is the time zone messing you up, or?
No, it's only 2 hours. Time zones really don't mess me up until I go to overseas.
Ah, sure. Yeah, I didn't think it would because it was, 3 hours for me. But I went to bed at like 7 last night, and then I woke up at midnight, and then I was up for like 3 hours. But I'm good now. I'm well-rested. Everything's good. And we're talking about Summit. That's where we were last week. Hope you guys tuned in. Hope you guys enjoyed it if you did tune in. It was pretty fun. I guess it's kind of top of mind for you because you already were talking about it. Do you want to just... anything you want to get off your chest?
Oh, yeah, nah. Summit needs to stop having us out on the first day because we don't do anything, and it's just kind of like a waste of time. Like, it's a lot of time to be away from your house as it is. Like, we have responsibilities and stuff. You know what I'm saying? He's got a kid. I got to take care of my house just in general and, maintain streaming and, my life bills and all that good stuff, and it just takes a lot of time away from me. And we were, like, never in any skits. So that, that's not fun.
Sure.
And that's probably like my biggest gripe. I also don't want to keep eating Papa John's pizza, but that's, that's like a smaller gripe.
That's crazy, by the way. I mean, you've talked about that a few times that they keep having you on. I know that the last one you were not on for, which I'm sure.
What do you mean the last one? About.
The last one. They had one on Sunday. And I looked over. I was like, oh, he's not on for this. Good.
Well, GG's, man. But they definitely still got me more than I needed to. So, yeah, I mean, other than that, I don't really have any super gripes. The event definitely could have been better as far as the side events, but the bracket more like very much made up for the lack of good side events.
Yeah, everybody that I'm seeing is saying that it's like the best tournament ever, greatest tournament they've ever seen competition-wise. I mean, everything was best of five. Or at least it felt like it. There were very few 3-0s. I think one of the only ones was Leo versus Myron. And poor Myron did not win a set. Won a lot of games and went to a lot of game fives, but did not win a set. Tough.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I feel like it's just kind of like the law of the land, bro. Like, eventually you're just not, someone's got to get washed, right? Just happened to be him.
I guess so, yeah. It sucks because I was talking with Myron on the trip in, me, him, and Tweak had a shuttle, and he said he was really ready for the weekend, but I don't know. Summit's crazy. The level of competition is so absurdly high that anybody can get upset at any time. So, but he had a good mindset about it. He had a good mentality, as did everybody, I think. There was nobody really raging there or, like, really upset about how they did. I don't know. It felt fine. Well, I didn't realize he was that upset. He was complaining about Kalos, the Kalos thing, which, like, maybe. I don't really.
Were you out when he was talking to Void?
No, I wasn't on the couch. I saw the clip, though.
No, it was, he was out there complaining, and Void was like, yeah, no, I agree. And he was like, I'm not talking to you anymore. And he's like, what? And he's like, you're being sarcastic. He's like, what are you talking about?
He thought Void was fucking with him?
Yeah. And Void was like, no, I just always sound sarcastic. And then he just left the room. And I was like, oh, my God.
Poor DeBuzz, man. He didn't ask for that.
He didn't ask for that, bro. Oh, that was funny, though.
Poor guy. Yeah, it was a good summit. I mean, probably the best competition-wise. In terms of the side events, I agree. I would have liked more side stuff or outside things. It felt a little, I don't want to say phoned in, but like, I think that Summit is doing a lot currently between the Arcadian, all the stuff that they're running, two summits that they're juggling. I think they're just maybe spread a lot of thin. But who knows? I mean, I don't want to speculate. I do wish we had more outside stuff. There was a dunk tank in the sort of stretch goal things, the compendium, and that didn't happen, and I'm so sad because I had a whole thing of, I had a whole bunch of trash talk I was ready to do. I like had it written down. I had lines I was gonna do, like I was so excited, but it didn't happen. It was tough.
I think, I mean, just genuinely, I've said this the other on my own stream, and then someone said like the events of last year were more in tune with the events of this year, and I was like, that's actually true, because we like, not even, I don't know if it's just last year, but the bagel toss and the water balloon thing are definitely carnival games, like,
yeah, sure.
So could have used those as well, but
what's crazy is they had carnival things in the side room, but they were like not real, like they were nobody's ever gonna do them, because they were like, I don't think anybody ever saw them even, like, on a stream or anything. They had, like, ring toss with, like, rings and cones, and they had, like, a guess who game and a ping pong ball toss, kind of like a beer pong kind of thing, but not really. And it's so weird, because, like, who is that for? You know what I mean? None of us did it. I don't know anybody that did it. It's a silly little thing. But I would have liked that as, like, competitions, you know? It would have been dumb and kind of funny, but I don't know. I was kind of sad we didn't do more with the theme.
Oh, I mean, of course. Yeah, I don't really know what else we could have, I guess, done with the theme at this point in time, but would have been nice to have, you know, something more carnival feel. Because, like, yeah, playing Melee, that's not really a carnival deal. 2v2v2 is wacky. Okay, sure, right? Joy-Con stubs, wacky. But that was the event that I was like, this one can definitely go. Like, it's not, you know.
You hate, like, Joy-Con doubles.
It's just not, like, it's not hidden, bro. Like, we could do something else with that time.
I don't know if the players like it. I haven't asked them. I don't know how they feel about it.
But yeah, I can never tell what the players like, bro.
They're so back and forth. It's impossible. I liked Squad Strike this time. I don't know why. Usually I don't really care about it. But I don't think we needed to see people play Melee. I do feel like Summit loves Melee, and like, that's fine. Melee is in the background of every shot. I don't think you're gonna see Ultimate in the background at Melee. So maybe it's just easy to do, but I feel like we could have done more. I don't know,
for sure.
Mafia, just, I don't even think it should happen anymore. I mean, I guess it doesn't need to. They just say who wants to play, but nobody ever plays anymore. The Ultimate Mafia.
Well, I mean, I think the Ultimate kids are also just bad at it too. So, like, it's.
I don't think they care to be good though. Like, they just don't.
That's true.
Nobody even tries. Mikey, who's like kind of the guy running stuff in terms of like making sure everything runs along, was just trying to get a game going, and it was impossible. He couldn't get anybody interested in a game, us included.
I never play Mafia, so he. I mean, like, that's a staple. That's a number one Twitch, or not Twitch staple, Summit staple. TK does not play Mafia. That could be a skit in itself.
Yeah, I don't think they're not interested, unfortunately, all the players.
Yeah.
I like it when everybody's there, because, like, Light's fun, Mars is fun, EE's fun, Charles is fun, like, Haz would have been fun. Like, if I have the right group of people, maybe. But this group of people, and this is no shots at all, but, like, a lot of them are just younger. Players like Ouch is very soft-spoken. Dom is a cool guy, but he's kind of serious. Like, Dom didn't seem like he was very jokey to me, and I don't know how he would roll with, like, you know, Mafia or anything like that. Myron's funny as hell. Myron would have been fun to play with. I like that guy a lot.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna say it, bro.
But
Dom was on that couch talk champion, bro. I'm sorry, like that. he was saying some real good shit.
He had some
but,
insight.
Like, nobody could get a word in when he was on that couch, bro. So just, you know, I love when players hop on, but at the same time, bro, like, just, you know, let us get a word in, bro. Please.
He was doing a bit of talk champing, but you know, what can you say, right? He's just he's excited to be on the couch.
Yeah, well, my excitement went. No, I'm kidding.
I noticed more players didn't want to get on the couch, which is kind of crazy, right? Like, I usually see Summit as the opportunity for a lot of people to get on the couch and, like, expose that part of their personality. And I saw a lot of people complaining, like, where are the players on the couch? Guys, we asked. We asked nearly every time, and nobody cared. So, the only people that happened to get on the couch were, like, Jazzo, I think. Light got on the couch for one segment, Tweak for 1 second, Dom a few times. Everybody else just was there to play.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, I don't know, it was interesting for sure. I would have loved to see, you know, a couple more people on the couch, but just, you know, if we can't force them on the couch. So you just, like, if they don't want to be on the couch, then they just, you know, don't get on the couch.
Yeah. The skits were very good. I agree. I think that I don't know who they got to help write those things, but I do think the skits were good. Particularly the the Wario skit was delightful. That
the
was
French Dimension
funny.
One was it. Yeah.
It's very funny.
That was good.
I did see, talking about the tournament itself, I did see people upset about the proto, like, Iceman angle, the commentary. Which I kind of understand. He didn't really ice anybody out this tournament. He was fine. It was something that really held over from last tournament, and I think that if you didn't watch last tournament, it probably was weird and didn't make sense. So I'm going to talk about this more on my stream tonight, but I was going to apologize to whoever. I don't think he cares, but whoever got offended by it, like, I get it. It was something that we thought was, like, a flattering, like, even if he's not icing people out, the guy plays cold and nice, right?
Yep.
It's not an insult, but apparently it might be a translation issue. But again, I don't know how many people are just getting mad in his sake or don't.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And that's kind of annoying. Like, come on,
yep.
Man.
Yeah. So I just, you know, I said that on monitoring too already. I was like, you know, it's a double meaning. He do be icing, but his gameplay is cold as fuck. So, like,
yeah,
you know. But
in a world where, like, all the best players, like Cola and Light, play so hot, right? Like, they're so aggressive, and the way that they win is just forcing the issue. And he's the opposite. He's very defensive, but he does it in a way that isn't, like, he's not running away.
He's an ice skater.
Yeah, he's chilly, bro. Like,
yeah, he's an ice skater. Like, he moves with elegance and grace, and, like, the shit, it works. So.
But I do understand if people thought it was, because he didn't really ice anybody out this tournament. Light said that he was upset about getting iced out. That didn't happen. He actually retracted that later.
He was gone for like 5 minutes, bro. Like,
yeah, which is fine.
And that's a break anybody can take between sets in most tournaments.
Yeah. And again, I'd rather people do that than just lock in PS2 and just keep it rolling. Like, I think he was very deliberate both with his stage and character choices, which I think is really cool. So, big ups to him. He earned it. Absolutely. Great play. Like getting second, I think, again, right? Didn't he get second at the last one? I think he got second to Spargo. So,
the weird break between Grand Slam. That's the break we're talking about, though. There wasn't an ad break, right? There was no ad break.
What, between Grands?
Yeah, I thought he just went to the bathroom.
No, there's no ad break. It was just it was a normal break.
He was gone for like 5-ish minutes, and which is like, that's the normal break that I'm talking about. Like, that's not a, you know, anybody would have taken that break after getting straight destroyed in the first, you know, set. I would have taken that break. I would have been like, damn, I need to recollect my thoughts. Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, Light was running hot. Like, I need time to think about what I need to do to get over this. So, yeah, that's the break that we're referring to. I don't know. I didn't see any other breaks where it's like Proto was taking Matt long. At all, which, you know, but if you saw the last tournament, I think Double Down, like, yeah, he was taking quite a bit, you know, man, he was out there.
I think he, yeah, I think we held on to it from last summit because he would take a long time between games. He made a phone call at one point, and people were like, "Hey, what are you doing? Stop!" It just held over from that. I think taking a break between sets of grands is totally fine because if you go into it like if you make the logic that grands is its own set, like it should be a two-part set. Then I don't think that really makes sense for the loser to have to win two sets at all, right? Because then it's basically one long extended set. It's a best of, what, 13? Is that what it would be? I don't know. Regardless, yeah, Proto best won. Best of 11. Best of 11,
are we winning six
I'm games? Saying they have to win six. Yeah, that'd be best of 11.
Yeah.
But yeah, Proto won. Definitely deserved it. Light played crazy. I didn't realize that Light got second. All pointed this out. At Summit, last Summit, and Gimvitational. So, if anybody has a right to complain about DLC, I think it's him between, you know, Min Min at this one, and also Lucina, but Min Min, Gimvitational, Steve. Last Summit was Spargo, but I think he was playing Aegis. Might have been some Cloud, but yeah.
Didn't he wax? I thought he waxed for Min Min, though.
I don't know if he fully destroyed it. I can't remember. I know that he mostly went Lucina, but I think it was a little bit more back and forth, but I can't remember. Whatever. Regardless, Light got second. Cola getting third is crazy. He beat him with all Cloud. Okay, we can still complain about DLC, but it's old DLC. Whatever. Cola getting third kind of surprised the hell out of me. I know
especially
he's good
at that group stage. He was getting destroyed in group stage, and then he managed to bring that. Yeah. Like honestly, it's weird to see like how that happens though, because Riddles also performed extremely well in group stages, and then ends up getting like what seventh, something like that. So
yeah, I think Riddles is a. I don't know. I talked with him about this. I think Riddles is always going to be stuck there until he figures out the character thing. Because, like, his characters get countered by the same thing, all of them. Does that make sense? Like, he plays the same archetype of characters, and it makes it so if you play one thing that beats it, all of them beat it. It's not like Min Min gets any easier with Terry than it is Kazuya. Like, maybe slightly, but it's the same kind of thing. He's going to run into really bad matchups with that lineup. And when I talked to him about it at the after party, he was like, oh, I just got to get better. Which, maybe, I guess.
I think they all say that, though.
I mean, it's kind of true. Cola goes straight Roy. Light goes straight Fox. They are not trying other characters. But I think the fighting game characters have severe flaws.
Well, I mean, yeah, with the way, well, I feel like, yeah, because I think I forgot who said this, but someone was like, yeah, you kind of, I think it was Tweet. He was like, you kind of play against all of them the same, right, at least for the Diddy Kong matchup. And so, yeah, it's kind of hard to be like, well, my Terry lost, let's go Kazuya. Maybe, you know, the match will be better. It's like, no, you just have different options now and different win condition, but I feel like you're still having to deal with the same BS that you had to deal with before, if not worse, especially getting locked in shield as Kazuya, so.
Yeah, the two people we lost to were Aquila, who's just going to run away from you as Steve, and then box you out with these large hitboxes and combo you to hell, and Proto, who's going to play Min Min. By the way, EE owes me $10. He said that Riddles was going to win that. I thought he was crazy. I was like, there's no way Proto loses that matchup. It's like Min Min fighting game characters is not fair. Particularly Terry. We saw him keep getting clipped by Ramram off stage. It was just, whew, what a mess. Good tournament, though. A lot of fun. I think Leo Tweak was the set of the tournament, as everybody saw. They're very tense. Sad that Leo got ninth, because that guy is so good. But
yeah, that was an eye-opener for sure. Like, how do we end up here? How could this happen to me? Like, that man was...
You think the Aegis is gone?
It needs to be.
Damn.
I'm sorry, bro. I love you, Leo, but goddamn, it's not you. We got three stocks off of him. What the?
That is kind of weird.
That would have never happened.
When he said at the end, he was like, I don't know if you guys got better or if I got worse. I felt bad because I was like, man, that he must be hurt.
You definitely got worse. That's what I meant to say. I wanted to
say. That's messed
you
up.
Definitely got worse, bro. Pick it up. What the fuck? Like, just start talking mad shit.
Yeah. We all got him to, like, super high percent, and most of us couldn't kill him. I couldn't kill him. You couldn't kill him.
I got robbed.
Charles couldn't kill him. Well,
175, come on. I got robbed.
It was full stage.
Yeah, whatever. He should have died off the top. That's the thing. He should have died off the top.
If he yelled off the top.
It is.
But yeah, none
I
would have
just jumped off after that, too.
Which is what happened to Tweak, too. Tweak just couldn't kill Leo. And I think that's his strongest asset, is that he's like impossible to kill once he's dialed in. But I do agree. I feel like Aegis, despite how good it is, and it makes sense on paper, right? It's like the strongest sword character there's ever been, has very clear strengths and weaknesses. I think it just doesn't fit with Leo's style. I don't think Aegis really makes comebacks as much as other characters. Like, every once in a while, we'll see Byleth just go crazy and get, like, a crazy setup into, like, up B in the back air and kill it, you know, 40, 50, 60. Aegis doesn't really do that. Pyrrha can steal stocks, but it's a lot more obvious when she's going to do it. I don't know. I think playing a unique character that only he pilots really plays to his strengths for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, I can see that. So, I mean, I think, yeah, because like we have so many Aegis around, and I think, you know, again, like, even with him being gone, we haven't seen no Joker. But now that he's gone, we've seen no Byleth. Like, just the Byleth came out, it took it again, about to take it game five. That was pretty crazy. But yeah, just, I don't know, where he's sitting at right now, man, it's just not it, bro. It's not it.
Apparently, at the end of the set, he even told Tweak, like, I should have gone Byleth from the beginning. So, maybe he'll just do that. Maybe he'll just say, all right, I'm not going to mess with this anymore. We'll see.
From the beginning of what, the tournament?
The set.
Well.
Because remember, he was down 0-2, and then he switched to Byleth, and then he almost brought it back.
Yeah. Definitely last stop, last hit situation. That's crazy.
So he might have beaten Tweak if he went the whole way. But great set. A lot of good sets over the weekend. Gluto was Gluto. He went crazy. Yeah, Summit was fun. Is there anything else you wanted to... I'll talk about this a lot more on my stream. I have a lot of, like, individual points, but I don't want to, like, go over all of them now, right? Because I have, like, a million.
Well, Summit was cool. That's all I can really say. Summit was cool. Like, okay. I feel like... I talked about it already a lot, too, but I just... I'm tired of asking to be in more skits and then, like, being in even less skits. Like, that shit is...
Well, this year they only had two... And like,
yeah.
There was no real parts in the skits. It was like Gluto and the guy that Gluto is beating in one of them, and the other one was Light and a bunch of extras, really. So,
I mean, how did he get? Like, it was his first summit. He got more skits than I did.
Who, Light?
No, Hazmat.
Oh, right. I was gonna say Light's been at a couple summits. Yeah,
it's his first summit.
Well, they gave it to him. I don't know. I rate this summit a 5 out of 5. I rated a game 5 because every set went game 5. Apparently not as many as you would think. I thought it was like half the sets, but apparently it wasn't that bad. It didn't feel long. Sometimes I'll see a bunch of game 5s and I'll get annoyed because I'm like, oh my God, one of these is going to be over. I genuinely really enjoyed this tournament. I don't know. It was all great. Everybody was talented. Everybody did great. Yeah, a lot of skill on display. It was nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to get much like better or worse, so, you know. I think if the skits were better, this would have easily been the best. Not skits. If the side events were better, this would have easily been the best summit, but
yeah, I agree.
You know, you got just it's a learning process, I guess, right?
I mean, we're 5 summits in, but I don't know how much they have to learn.
There's different people, like, you know?
I think the crazy thing is they could have... It's not like it's game-specific. Like, you don't need to do an ultimate-specific thing. We were outside throwing bagels last time, you know what I mean? They could have done anything, but again, whatever. All I know is if I see that Melee Summit and those side events go crazy, I'm going to be a little upset.
Oh, I'm talking mad shit,
I'm going to be a little annoyed if they get, like, the obstacle course... They get the plane landing thing. You know what I mean? Like, that might be a little, you know, we'll see. But That's it for Summit. The only other thing I wanted to talk about briefly was Rollerdrome, because I just finished it and I haven't played any of it on stream or anything. But I think you guys should play it because it's really goddamn good. Have you seen anything about it?
He was gaming on the side, bro.
I was in the hotel room playing it.
Boy was gaming. I didn't see anything. Well, I mean, I know what it is, but I haven't, like, you know, decided to play it or anything.
It might be my favorite game of the year, if that makes sense. Like, because I think Elden Ring is better, obviously. But, like, every year there's, like, just a game. Like, not a story or an experience, but it's just, like, a gameplay loop that feels amazing. And this is the new one. It's sort of like Tony Hawk mixed with, what's like a third-person shooter, you could call it? Because it's not like a Gears of War. I don't even know how to describe it. But some third-person shooter. It kind of feels to me like Tony Hawk mixed with like a PlayStation 2 action third-person shooter. I don't even know how to describe it, but it's amazing. Brink? Maybe, I don't know. It's very good. I would highly recommend it, and you should please go give it a shot because it's crazy. The story doesn't really go anywhere. But no, I wanted to because I really liked like the marketing of it, and I liked the colors, and I thought it looked cool. And then I didn't play it because I was like, "Oh, this." I heard it was very bad.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. No. It was like the first iteration of like a movement shooter, and it just, I don't know, it didn't hit. Like I was so hyped to like play it too, and then I got it and I was like, this game sucks. The concept, go crazy.
It's a cool idea. Oh wait, I forgot the other thing we could talk about. I guess there's not really much else to say about Rollerdrome. The story itself doesn't really go anywhere. Like there's a lot of subtext to it that you could look into if you want, but it doesn't actually. Nothing ever comes to fruition. There's some cool stuff in there. Regardless, please play Rollerdrome. You're gonna like it. I think it's very fun. We didn't talk about the Direct or the PlayStation thing, which I recorded a reaction for on my channel, but I don't think it's coming out because the audio and some of the other stuff was very bad. But we got to watch
it. Was that bad?
It was bad. It was bad. It was my fault. I didn't record it correctly. But also, mobile recording that stuff is always a mess.
I don't know, man. I could refer to me, bro. I'm the mobile guy.
Didn't work for me, but it was not great. That Nintendo Direct was...
The Farming Simulator, bro.
That's like, crazy. That's
Farming Simulator, like X8, and then Bayonetta News. All right, cool.
I got a new then Pikmin. Ooh.
Pikmin, yeah, that was nice. And then the PlayStation 1, all I got was Tekken. Like, I didn't, you know, like, okay. Just, I don't know, man. I guess, if you're, like, an every gamer, like, God of War News would probably be hyped to somebody, right? But, like, I don't play that game. Not to say it's a bad game. I just don't play it. Like,
right.
And then, yeah, you're not gonna catch me on a farming simulator. Like, that's just, come on now.
I think you would have caught me a few years ago. We're so oversaturated now.
And what, in farming simulators?
Yeah, it's just.
I didn't know you even liked those.
No, I would have liked them a few years ago, just because it's novelty, especially if it's like if it's mixed with something like Cult of the Lamb, kind of a farming thing, not really, but it's kind of a town building. Like, that's fine with me. The issue is when it's just that, like there's nothing else other than the farming stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. Pikmin is very exciting. Breath of the Wild is exciting if you're into that, I guess. Bayonetta is whatever. That game's been cooking so long, I can't even feel anything for it.
What was it cooking?
It's gross.
Like, actually, what were they cooking? We're still trying to find out. So,
yeah.
Not but yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty much all we can really. There wasn't really much to say about it. It's not like it felt like a big day for games, right? You get two different directs basically within the State of Play and Nintendo Direct, and both of them were pretty lackluster.
The State of Play was okay. I just remember two games looking the Ishin game, I think, the Samurai Yakuza game, and the other game, which was about a samurai with a gun, Rise of the Ronin or whatever. I was like, wait, these games look very similar, not in terms of gameplay, but in terms of aesthetic. And I'm like, okay, why would you show these next to each other? You know, there's some cool stuff. God of War looks cool. Tekken.
But we got Resident Evil news again. Like, you know, I mean,
Cloud.
How much y'all gonna milk that game for, bro? Like,
yep. Cloud version, fun. Because it can't run anything. Oh well.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can't really be too mad at him. Like, we can't really talk about milking games without with Switch or with Mario Kart Deluxe being what it is.
Sure.
Game came out 9 years ago. We're still on it. So, just...
Yeah. Oh, speaking of, that Nickelodeon kart racer is coming out in October.
Ooh! Hey, that game actually did look good, though. Like,
the website says, for the first time, voice acting. Like, they're really pushing that this time. I'm not kidding. They're like, what a unique feature. Hold on. Nick Kart Racer. I'm going to find it. Oh, wait, is it this one? It's going to be an upcoming game. It might be Nicktoon something. There's so many of these games. Nicktoon, Karts, Nickelodeon Kart. God, how many of these goddamn games are there? Dude. Okay, it's Nickelodeon Kart Racers 3. Nickelodeon Kart Racers 3. Slime Speedway. Very fun. All right, so on this site, it says, featuring an iconic cast of 40 characters and a major first for the series, voice acting. And they're the same models. Here, I'm going to link this to you. I'm also going to link it in chat. They're the same models that they used for the All-Star Brawl game. But also, there's a pink Reptar. Does anybody know what that is?
Shiny Reptar, bro.
It looks like it. It's like pink with yellow hair.
Wait, wasn't there like a girl Reptar before? Was there? Like a girlfriend? I feel like he had a girlfriend, bro.
Is that Barbie? Oh, no, that's JoJo Siwa. Never mind.
What the fuck?
I was like, damn, they got Barbie in there? Okay. Girl Reptar. There is a girl Reptar.
There we go.
Oh my god, it's called Lady Reptar.
Nice.
I think. Representation. Very nice. Okay. Okay, anyway, check out Nickelodeon Kart Racers 3.
Wait. Hold on. When you hover over it, it says like regular Reptar is rep 2 and she's rep 3. Who's rep 1?
Oh, I see it. Wait, why would you hover over them? Are they like this?
Where's Reptar 1?
Toph is T2.
Oh my god.
Dude, what? Who is making these sites? Hover over Jimmy. Oh my god. It says Jimmy.
And then Cindy is just Cindy.
This is so funny, Jimmy, to me.
Yeah. I'm a Gerald Mayne already. I'll tell you that. Like that's where I'm racing with. And then I'm a JoJo Siwa secondary.
I just can't.
Why is she in the game?
Yeah, I don't know why she's here. I also don't understand like why Oblina is now the Ariel monster. Like nobody else. That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what's the red guy's name? That's Ickes. What I thought was the main character. Yeah, I thought he was the red main character.
He is. I don't know if it's like, I guess they had her in the fighting game and they're like, okay, we'll just use that model. I thought we would see Ickes. Oh, damn, at the bottom it says, think you know who the next characters are? Guess right, and you could win a copy of the game. Yo! Ooh. And then it just links to the Twitter and it doesn't tell you where to submit. What the
Just a random tweet with a character name.
Yeah, like, what do you want me to do? Dude, Nickelodeon is bad at marketing.
I'm about to at Nickelodeon, stoop kid. Like,
they're like, what? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Tucker. Put Tucker in the game.
Only God. Tucker.
Only Tucker. Like, he's had one episode. Put Tucker in the damn game.
Put Tucker's dad in the game. Hell, yeah. All right, anyway, you guys go check it out, Nickelodeon Kart Racer 3. That does it for y'all gaming. Hope y'all were gaming and continue to game in the future. I'm about to go gaming.
Because, Omega Strikers was fun. I'm going to load it back up and learn how to play it. So come over there and play some Omega Strikers with me as I watch my goalie never block anything. Yay! Thanks for watching, though.
What a goal.
What a goal, yeah.
What a goal.
I mean, is that guy gone? Is he still there? I feel like he's still there.
What, the what a goal guy?
Yeah. Here we go. Come over here. Let me just... That guy... whatever that announcer is, I wanted him to know how legendary he is, bro.
What
that shit
a goal?
Caught on so hard.
That was very fun. All right, go watch TK. I'm going to be streaming tonight. I might play a cheeky bit of Omega Strikers. Trombone cheeky Champ bit. Came out, too. So I might play... I think I'm going to play some Trombone Champ. Trombone. Have you seen Trombone Champ?
No, but the name is killing me.
Look it up. It's very funny. I love that game. Right. The full game came out. All right. Anyway, I'll see you guys later. Go watch TK. What?
1 second before we leave. Can we all just take a second and point and laugh at Vicky's English accent?
Oh, it's so foolish. I can't even pretend to do it as bad as her.
She dropped a cheeky, and we were just like, shut up.
She thought we wouldn't know. She was like, cheeky. I was like, no, Vicky.
Oh, I love her to death, but yeah, that accent is atrocious. All right, that's going to be it, bro. We'll catch you guys next time.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.